Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Day one, guys got their feet underneath them. A lot of stuff happening out there. We'll look at the tape, and a lot of good things happened out there. Certainly, we got a great, a fast start defensively today. We had two picks and a strip ball in the first 12 plays. That's a good start defensively, and obviously offensively, we don't want to go into any game with a fast start like that, but a lot of good things happened. A good ebb and flow to practice. Guys had to pick themselves up when things weren't going well, and guys had to manage the success that they had as well. So that was good, and as you guys saw, we talked about at the press conference, we had some more plays today. You saw two practices actually going on in two different fields, so we get more reps, more opportunity to get guys on tape and have a chance to give them a chance to perform and run plays. So that was good. Oh, it was a good start for Kyle Cerner. That was a terrific play he made in the first series of the day. The second one, we had a wrong route, but he was in the right place. He made the play, and that's a good thing. So he's around the football. It was a good start for him today. I didn't see that. I don't consider him good in bad days at this point. There's moments in practice where somebody's going to have a heck of a play, and when they do, somebody just failed. And you know, my perspective is how do we respond when these things happen? There's a lot of different reasons why there was a turnover today, and we don't even know whether it was the quarterback at this point. You know, we haven't looked at the tape, and there may be some reasons why these things happen. So it's not about the quarterback. When Kyle had an opportunity to make a play, he made it, and that's what we're looking at. And we see how everybody responds after failing and how they respond after success, because that's what a game is. It's somebody wins and somebody loses on every play, and how they respond is the most important thing as a professional. Well, I just wanted to have some, you know, I've talked a lot about this with guys around the league, and I just wanted to bring something to practice, just a little bit more energy to practice. And I thought, you know, talking to the players about it, that we would do some work in individual when we can coach him close up and still, you know, get our job done, but have a little fun as well with just get him going. And it translates to games, because there's music before games. So because they're working with music before games, why shouldn't we have music during that same kind of warm-up period or that individual period that we have in practice? And that was really the number one reason to do it, to make the practice as game-like as it can be. And now warm-ups are going to be similar as well.
Who picks the music?
The players do.
Marcus, do you have any favorites that you ask?
Nobody's asked me. It's always great to have the crowd. I mean, obviously they're excited. You can feel their energy certainly from the start. It's good. I think it's great for our team to have our fans around us. It makes it for a more fun and entertaining way to get our work done. But as you can see, the guys stay focused on their work during practice, and I think they're really good at, after being with them last year, they're really active after practice and getting around our fans and giving them some time. They've been really good with that.